This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Let's take some time with God together this morning as we begin the day. And let's read a little bit of the Bible and invite God to speak to us. We come today to John chapter 5, verse 25 in the New Testament of the Bible. Jesus is speaking. He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear shall live. For just as the Father has life in himself, even so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself." Remember, the Son refers to Jesus, the Son of God. "And he gave him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man." And some people think that the judge at the end of time, when our lives are held up to the spotlight of God's moral nature, that the one who judges us would be God the Father. But Jesus makes it very clear, he is the one who will be judging people. And you can just imagine that those who put Jesus to death will stand before him on the day when he judges this world, and even we ourselves will stand before Jesus Christ, who will be the judge of all. Jesus says, "Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs shall hear his voice and shall come forth, those who did the good deeds to a resurrection of life, those who committed the evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment." I can do nothing on my own initiative, Jesus says. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I alone bear witness of myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who bears witness of me, and I know that the testimony which he bears of me is true. He's talking about John the Baptist. "You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. But the witness which I receive is not from man, but I say these things that you may be saved. He was the lamp that was burning and was shining, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the witness which I have is greater than that of John. For the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me, he has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form, and you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe him whom he sent. You search the scriptures, because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is these that bear witness of me." Remember that there are hundreds of prophecies in the Old Testament, given hundreds of years before Christ, that are fulfilled very specifically in the person of Jesus Christ. He says, you think that it's those scriptures that will give you eternal life, but it's those scriptures that point to me. I am the source of eternal life. He goes on to say, "And you were unwilling to come to me, that you may have life." Jesus Christ is right there where you are now, offering you a whole new way of life. Are you satisfied with life without Jesus? Is there meaning in your life? Do you feel that your life is complete? Or is that nagging feeling that there must be something more there inside of you? Do you know some people who really know Jesus, and you know that there is something different about them? Well, Jesus says, "I have life. If you come to me, I'll give you life. If you reject me, you're rejecting that life that I'm offering you." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.